to cure the hangover. Is there actually a medically proven way? Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, do you get asked this all the time? Like, what do you do when you're hungover?
You know, the age-old answer is always time is the only thing that would cure a hangover. But truthfully, there are some scientifically backed ways to cure your hangover.
Doc, I mean, I've seen those buses where they drive you around with an IV in Las Vegas or whatever. You're telling me that's not one of them?
Actually, that is one of them. Let me skip to that right now. What's funny is alcohol definitely is a diuretic, right? It promotes urination. So when we go out and have a night on the town and we're drinking, you may notice that you go to the bathroom a little bit more than normal. And what happens is you become pretty dehydrated. That IV thing is really a bit of a gimmick. A lot of people pay tons of money, like at Coachella, to sit in a tent and attach an IV to their arm. But the truth is, if you increase the amount that you're drinking while you're drinking, if you can alternate an alcoholic beverage and water, you're definitely going to lessen those effects of dehydration the next morning, like a headache, and prevent some of those bad symptoms. Another one, believe it or not, is hair of the dog, right? And we've all heard about this. So drinking a little bit more the next day, let's say you wake up with a hangover and you drink a little bit more to ease the symptoms of a hangover, like a Bloody Mary the next morning, a drink or two even may ease those withdrawal symptoms. But of course, like as a doctor, we can't really recommend drinking more the next day because essentially, if you use alcohol as a hangover remedy, you're just perpetuating the cycle and it doesn't allow you to recover.
Oh, but sometimes I can't even stomach it. Like, I can't even think about having another drink. Like, I've become such a lightweight, it's unbelievable. But I had 3 glasses of wine on Saturday night. Sunday morning, like, I couldn't even think about smelling a glass of wine. I would have been sick.
So I felt the same way last time we were out for the parades. But I got to tell you, Shannon, she made me a Bloody Mary, pretty stiff on the vodka that morning. And I said, right as I took my first sip, this is either going to save my life or put me 6 feet under once and for all. And I was able to make it throughout the day.
All right.
Yep. Another thing that drinking does is it lowers your blood sugar levels, right? And so theoretically, some of the fatigue and headache of a hangover may be from the brain working without enough sugar or its main fuel. So if you increase your carbs, it actually works to mitigate some of those hangover symptoms.
Bacon, egg, and cheese and a Diet Coke is my go-to, you know, the next day, and it always seems to fix everything.
Works. Yeah. Another interesting tip, you want to avoid darker colored alcoholic beverages. And this is well studied. So experiments have shown that clearer liquids like vodka and gin tend to cause hangovers less frequently than darker alcohol like whiskey, red wine, and tequila. The next one is a pain reliever, but not Tylenol, right? So if you go to sleep after drinking and maybe you've had one too many drinks, if you pop an ibuprofen like a Motrin or an Advil, can actually ease the headache or that overall achy feeling that you may wake up with in the morning. You don't want a Tylenol because Tylenol, as many of us know, can interact and have toxic effects on your liver, and alcohol isn't good for your liver to begin with. So never mix Tylenol and alcohol together. My last tip, guys, is about vitamin B and zinc. Believe it or not, there was a big study in the Journal of Clinical Medicine recently that evaluated diets that were filled with vitamin B and zinc before excessive drinking occurred. And the study, even though it was small, showed that people that had foods and beverages that contained greater amounts of zinc and vitamin B actually had less severe hangovers.
I just Googled vitamin B foods. It's broccoli and Brussels sprouts. So just eat a ton of broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Nobody will want to be near you because you smell, but at least you won't be hungover. Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thank you so much, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains March 24th through April 3rd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.